When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The baseball playoffs are on right now. Detroit's got a 3-0 lead over the Astros, as you're hearing in Andrew Hody's 2020s. We'll keep you up to date with the games as they go on. I do want to get back to the Deshaun thing. I had planned to get back to that in that back half of that last segment when, I mean, we all heard what happened with Andy Roth there. Hit us with the opposite of the Irish goodbye on air. But no, I will say nice things about him later in the week, just not right now. But we do have Mandy Bell coming up. And one of the things that we started to get into yesterday, and we just never got back to, and I heard the morning show play a part of this. I heard, me and Spencer talked about it, so I'm sure he'll have something to say on it later in today's show. But it's this idea of, you know, you're going to face either the Astros or the Tigers in the ALDS. And what surprised me yesterday is just how, listen, I'll be honest with you, before I even get to the JP part of this, you don't really want to face anyone in the playoffs. If you could just have three straight byes into the World Series, and then you end up getting the 1927 Yankees now, like not in their prime, but the skeletons of the 1927 Yankees in the World Series, that'd be preferable, right? If it was just the all doormat path to a world championship, there is not a Guardians fan in the world that would say, "Well, but who did you really beat?" Not doing it. We do that with other people's titles. I did it with Boston's title. Well, no Donovan, or half a series with Donovan, no Jared Allen, no Tyrese Halliburton, no Jimmy Butler, right? You got the easiest possible finals matchup against the Mavericks, who basically were a pale imitation stylistically. So basically you would have had to have the all-time clunker of an NBA finals to lose to that team, no matter how good Kyrie and Luka are of their own volition. But we do that with other people's team. So I'll be honest with you. There's no right answer here when it comes to, do I feel all that much better? It's a playoffs, guys. And to win a World Series, you're going to have to beat good teams. It's as simple as that. Maybe it's one good team. Maybe it's a great team, a good team, and a bad team. You don't know. But I think when it comes to the profiles of the two teams that you could face, you've got the Astros, who have been in, I believe it's 7 straight ALCSs. And you've got the Detroit Tigers, who this is their first playoff run in a decade. And one of the things that I think matters most is that idea of experience. So when JP was on the show yesterday, we did not plan to get into this on the 5 at 5, but the show absolutely came to a standstill so we could have this Donnybrook. Here's about 30 seconds of JP and my debate on the Astros and Tigers. Give me the Tigers. Lord, give me the Tigers.
Whoa. You want to take on the Tigers?
Yeah, as opposed to the Astros? The team that's been there for 7 straight ALCSs?
The team that's won 10 out of the last 11, hottest team in baseball for the previous 5 weeks, and you guarantee that then take on Skubal at least twice in that series, the best pitcher in baseball? Yeah, I'm a little scared of the Tigers.
But who's a better team, Astros or Tigers?
I think the Tigers right now are playing way better baseball.
I think the Astros are going to sweep their ass.
By the way, all the people that are like, oh, deadline moves, they mean nothing and all this nonsense. Have you seen how good Kikuchi is with Houston this year?
I don't like the way you're thinking here.
Why?
Because
I'm
the
a
Tigers.
Little, I'm not. But, we better
they
hope
had
they
had a nice
off.
September.
Best team in baseball in the previous 5 weeks. They closed out the year winning 10 out of their last 11.
I love that JP at one point made a sound that sounds like you like playing like a note on the bass and then just running it all the way down. It's like John Paul Jones. I almost said John Bonham, different guy. John Paul Jones was like rocking the bass midway through that. So I will say, I went way over the top saying, bring on the Tigers. But in reality, if my options are the Astros or the Tigers, I feel much more comfortable about beating the Tigers no matter the outcome of this series. Now, in fairness, I did say they're going to sweep them. That was a spiteful comment towards my friend. I'm probably already looking bad at that because the Tigers do have a 3-0 lead. At the same point, like what surprised me is not just that JP thought, oh, I want to face the Astros instead of the Tigers. That's just a difference of opinion. I think he's wrong, but he thinks I'm wrong. That's okay. That happens all the time. But the first thing that happened when I walked in today is I saw Mitch, producer for the Morning Boys, and Mitch was like, yeah, I think I agree with JP. And I understand the idea that the hottest team usually ends up winning the World Series. Can I also say we conflate this all the time? Hot doesn't just mean how well they played in September and or August. Hot also matters like how well are you playing in October. So the idea that the Tigers, who are completely untested, even now that they've got the 3-0 lead and they look to be doing just fine, that they are the more apropos matchup in round two, nah, I've got to say, man, like, give me the team that doesn't have as much experience. Because at some point, unless you just get all that experience by sweeping your way through, at some point you are going to come up against a team that either has more experience or is just as hot as you, and then it's going to be a Donnybrook. And at some point, momentum does run out. I mean, we saw it. The Guardians had all that momentum in 2016, and then literally, guys, five games into the World Series with a chance three straight times to win a World Series, they ran out of gas. So you can have momentum. You can be the hottest team in baseball. The Guardians were the best team in baseball in 2016. No one saw that coming. As late as like June 1st of that year, no one saw that coming. And then they ran out of steam. So the idea of momentum is a fickle thing. So maybe, listen, maybe you don't want to bring on anybody, right? I understand Ken still feels like he has to eat crow for the bring on the Yankees thing, however long ago that was. So I totally understand that. But there's no way you can tell me that you would rather face the Tigers than the Astros. All right, I think strike that and reverse it. Strike that and reverse it. That you would rather face the Astros than the Tigers. And so I put this up, at Nick Wilson says, you guys can vote on it. So I was a little relieved when 87% out of 350 votes said they'd rather face the Tigers than the Astros. I'm now completely interchanging these two things to just confuse the ever-loving crap out of you. But here's the thing. Yes, the Tiger.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Tigers are one of the hottest teams in baseball. From, I think it's like mid-August on, they were as hot as anybody, if not the hottest team in baseball. Then probably the Mets, and then there's a couple teams behind them. But do you know that 6 of the 9 series wins by the Tigers were against the A's, White Sox, Rays, Rockies, and Red Sox? One of those teams was a 500 team. It was the Red Sox, who were exactly 500. Every other one of those teams were teams, you guessed it, that were crap. Right? The A's, White Sox, Rays, and Rockies are all either decidedly below 500 or, in the case of the White Sox, the worst team in baseball history. So 66% of those series wins that they had came against objectively awful teams. That's proper context. Also, the Astros and Tigers from September 12th on, so this is basically the second half of September, they had roughly the same record. The Astros played 16 games, they went 11-5. The Tigers played 15 games, they went 11-4. So this idea that the Tigers are that much hotter than the Astros, I also love the Astros are a fading dynasty a bit because, again, they've been in the World Series, or they've been in the ALCS 7 straight years, and the only reason people are saying the Astros are a fading dynasty are because they started slow to the season. In the second half of the season, they're one of the best teams in baseball, if not arguably top three teams in baseball. So I understand that the optics of the Tigers are, well, they got Tarek Skubal. And who do they have other than that? Listen, Jackson Jobe, great name, by the way. But, okay, elite at the end of the pen. They actually do have a nice pen. But they've got one elite starter, and I will say probably the fifth best bullpen in the playoffs. Guardians are better. I think the Yankees are better. There's one or two other. The Orioles objectively worse. So you've got a lineup. If we go, okay, let's actually do that. The Astros lineup has more power and is a more productive lineup than the Tigers. I think there's one guy that was starting a bulk of a position this year in the Astros lineup that didn't have double-digit home runs, and it was Dubon in left field. Everybody else had 10 or more home runs, including multiple people with 20 or more. I think the Tigers have one guy with 20 or more home runs. Okay, not great, Bob. Then you go to the rotation. Well, it's Skubal versus Kikuchi. And yes, I did just say Kikuchi because I think that name is very funny. But yeah, and then beyond that is Framber Valdez. There is one or two other guys that are going to start. Now, Blanco. So their 1-3 is as good as anybody's in baseball. The Astros is, whereas the Tigers, it's Skubal. The bullpen, you give the advantage to the Tigers. Their bullpen's better than the Astros. Manager, A.J. Hinch is a better manager. A.J. Hinch is a more proven manager than the Astros manager who's in his first year as the manager. But he's been the bench coach for the Astros the entirety of their run or close to it. A lot of advantages to Houston. It doesn't mean Detroit are slappies. I'm not trying to say that. But you can start to pick apart some of the success Detroit has had, whereas a team like the Astros have the kind of experience that matters in the postseason. While the Astros have three really good starters as opposed to one true ace, whereas the Astros have a lineup of guys, and one guy specifically, Yordan Alvarez, who can take over a series single-handedly. All respect to Riley Green, he's not there in his career. All respect to Spencer Torkelson, he should be an accountant, not a first baseman for a team potentially trying to win the World Series. 216-474-0092. But I'll throw it out there. Experience, Astros. Lineup, Astros. Rotation, Astros. Bullpen, Tigers. Who would you rather see in the ALDS for the Guardians, the Astros or the Tigers? 87% of people saying the Tigers. This is the way. Mandy Bell, MLB.com. We'll ask her that next on 92.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.